Good evening. This is a stretch for me. It's a stretch being down here on this floor for me. No, it's fine. I was just joking. Let's all stand, get your Bibles, and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. The Lord is good and merciful and kind and gracious. And perfect. There is none other like him. Let's read verse 1. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and the time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love. A time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Let's pray. Mighty God, you are the great I am. And tonight, God, I ask for our minds to be clear and our hearts to be open. And you speak to us the way only you can do it. Do your will. Accomplish what you want to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As you can see, I'm the old school guy. I got the notes up here. I don't have a laptop or a computer. Beverly told me earlier in the week, she said, you're going to set your laptop up here. And I said, there ain't no way I'm going to trust that laptop. There ain't no way. And, you know, as I was coming in tonight, usually when I get up, I'm in front of kids, and I was thinking, well, I need to look for those trouble spots. Like, if someone is sitting next to you that's going to get you in trouble, now's the time for you to get up and move. So, Woo! Hey, love it. Love to have fun. So tonight, guess what we're talking about? We're going to talk about seasons in our life. A new season. We all go through seasons, is the video. We all can stand, if we're at the end of the year, we all can stand and give testimonies of various things that have happened in our life. Some things have been joyous and great, and some have been heartbreaking and tough. But that's part of life, and that's part of what happens. And then seasons change. You have the seasons of the calendar. Who loves fall? That's your favorite. Who loves summer? Got a few folks. Who loves spring? A few. Well, there's winter. Now, if you like Pastor Mark and Bart, they're cold year-round, so it don't matter the season. You go in their office, you got a short sleeve shirt on, short pants. They got a long sleeve shirt on and the heater on. It's July. Cold natured. If you would beef up like me. You'd be better off. But those seasons, you know, this weather, I can't wait till it turns cool. Gets in the fall, and then it gets fall. And in the wintertime, I'm so sick of this cold weather. If we just turn, we're always wanting it to move. But no matter what season you prefer, it's going to change. It's going to shift. Sometimes it's hard to let go of some seasons. I've seen people at Walmart, Trey, and at 30-degree weather in short pants, flip-flops, and tank tops. Hard to let go. Yeah, they got a shirt on. That's a good thing. So sometimes it's hard for us to let go. The seasons that change in with the weather are similar to the seasons that change in our lives. God is constantly changing things and doing new things in us. He stretches us because he wants to grow us. He wants to propel us forward into a plan and the purpose in our life. Just like the weather and the seasons changing, our lives change. But as we heard on the video, God is the constant. Ecclesiastes promises there will be changes. As you read those scriptures, I know you did, as I probably did when I studied earlier in the week. I identified, I remember that when that happened. I remember being there at that point. So that covers all of us, the changes of the seasons. I have learned over the years, of the 66 plus years I've been on the face of this earth, I have learned some things about the seasons of our life. I've learned that in the midst of uncertainty, there has to be a steadfastness in trusting of God. Because he's the one in charge of the seasons. He's the one in charge of the doors opening and the doors closing. He's been the one in charge of Dothan First Assembly the last 2+3 years that we've gone through the season changes of Pastor Kelly retiring and Pastor Mark, Pastor Wayne and Miss Kathy coming, and Pastor Mark and Michelle. It's God's timing. It's God's purpose and his plan. I'll save that. In mine and Beverly's life, the seasons are changing. Last Thursday, Wednesday, I locked the door for the last time at office that I'd been at for 30 years. Praise God, praise God. For the 30 years, I've been in the hotel business. And God has really done some phenomenal things and hooked me up with some very gracious men. And I could tell you a lot there, but it's been a God thing. It's been a God thing. So as I have looked around and thought and pondered, as those saying goes, on my life and Beverly's life, and the word unemployed is hard to digest and figure out, and what are we going to do? I've learned those 66 years to do what I need to do today, and that's trust the Lord. Because see, you guys that are retired, it's a gift. It's a gift from God. And I can't find in the book where it says, if you are retired, you are to rest on the pew. Can't rest on the pew, Mr. Jack. There's always plenty and something to do in the house of God. There's always people that need what you have. The giftings and the talents. That it doesn't matter if you've been saved 2 years or 200 years. It doesn't matter. You have a role and a responsibility and a part in this church. Because see, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. 2018's coming. I don't know if you know it, but I sense something new. Some excitement in the air. A difference. I have told Pastor Mark on more than one occasion that I wish I was 30 years old again. Why would I say that? Because of the vision and the excitement and the love that he has for people. But you know what? I'm not 30 years old, and I will not be 30 years old again. I'm 66, and Beverly's a little younger than that. I say that right, baby? But I have a role, and I have a place and a spot that I can make a difference in the lives of people. So the first point, I got 3 points. We may be out, Scott Markham. Is letting go of the old season. It's behind us. Letting go of the old season is one of the greatest spiritual disciplines required to continue grow in our walk with the Lord. We want to let go, but when we want to cling to it a little bit. There's things in our life that happened in the old season, and they're good things, memories, great experiences, but we spend days now trying to recapture what happened back there. Here's an example. How many of you remember when we had the Saturday services here on Saturday night? There was a tremendous outpouring. I can remember vaguely being rolled out of the sanctuary here in a wheelchair. I can remember getting to 231 in the back seat of the car and raising my head up, where am I at? The power of God fell on me and I couldn't walk out. But you know what? In this new thing, God may do that. In this new season, God may do that. He may not do that. But you know what? It's up to Him. It's not up to me. It's up to me to come expecting and believing and doing my part. So we need to let go of the past. The things that are holding us back. Verse 5 we read a while ago said it's a time to scatter the stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. That means that the things we hold on tight, cherish, and fight for and never back down from. There's other times when the stones that we hold, that we gather and we hold on, like experiences and knowledges and identities, we have to scatter these stones by letting go of them. I can remember when the Brownsville revival was taking place. And we all said, we want Brownsville. We won't be Brown. Let's just be what God wants us to be. You know, if God wants to, I told Pastor Mark when David Phelps was here, I told Pastor Mark, I saw those people lined up to get in our church. I thought, wow, one day that would really be cool. And I saw that lady with that ticket that was first in line. It was about 90 years old. And she was just like this. And when that door opened up, she made a beeline. She was saying, don't get in my way. Don't stop me, because I am coming down here first. Well, I said all that to say this. And if God wants to slay, you want to fall, it doesn't matter. All that matters is what He wants to do. It's all that matters. The new season is what He wants to do. What's He want to do in us? What's He want to show us in our heart? What's He want to change in us? Because there's a city out there that's lost. There's a city out there that needs Jesus. There's people out there that are broken. They've been kicked to the curb. They're lost. They're thirsty. They just need someone to love them. And Jesus has picked us. He's picked us. It's a new season. He needs us to do our part. So see, it's easy to let go of things of pride and anger and bitterness and greed. We all can agree to let go of those things. Oh yeah, you better get rid of that. But some of those things we... preconceived ideas. Ooh, did I say that? Those preconceived ideas that we think this is the way it ought to be. No. It's the way He wants it to be. You know, I'm going to brag on you right here. I'm getting really well ahead of myself. But do you know this past fall festival was the greatest fall festival we ever had? And two things happen. One of them you know about. One of them you don't know about. It wasn't the fact that we had 1,900 to 2,000 people here. It wasn't the fact that we used police to direct the traffic, and that was really good. It wasn't the fact that we used the straight line parking company. That was really good. It wasn't the fact that we gave away prizes. It wasn't the fact that I put it on the famous Ricky Stokes website. The number one thing, 75 people gave their heart to Jesus. The number two thing, my church family, when it come time to sign up, that first weekend, boom. Boom. You signed up. It wasn't a next weekend, we got a next weekend, the next, oh, we ain't going to have enough workers. Uh-oh, we're going to have to cancel something. Boom, you signed up. So see, you know what that showed me? When we get together, when we get all in one accord, when we unify, we get our hearts set, watch out. New season. New season. Second thing is recognizing the new season. We've let the old one go. We recognize there is a new season. There's a new time. There's a new way of thinking. We had an interim pastor, and thank you, Pastor Wayne. I don't know that I've ever, I think I told you this, but I want to tell you, saved my life. Because that was a tough year when we were between pastors. That was a tough year for our church. And he saved my life. But we in a new season over here. We in a new season with a new vision and a new step and new desires, a new focus, new direction. And we all got a role and a part and a spot. I don't care how old you are and what you've done and what you hadn't done. You're needed, wanted, plug in. In recognizing this season, new season, we need to let go, because letting go is meaningless unless you recognize that you're in a new season. If you let go when nothing new is coming, you're standing there with nothing. Do I need to repeat that again? Oh, my gosh. Be looking for the new opportunities. Don't miss them. God leading doesn't start out with a FedEx or a commercial on TV necessarily. It starts out in the quiet times, a gentle whisper of his spirit to our hearts. So don't miss it. 1 Kings 19 verses 11 and 12 tells us, Elijah is waiting to hear from God. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountains in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And the wind, after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. It's in those moments, those quiet times. It's in those times when there's nobody but us and him. When he has our attention, when we've pushed everything out of the way, that we have, sometimes we have to fight for that. But you get along with him, and you just share your heart. And he begins to press his heart up against your heart. And you begin to sense newness and maybe a different direction. You begin to sense a deeper walk with him a deeper understanding of your relationship with Him and how much you depend on Him. It's in those quiet times. So we need to be persistent and faithful in the quiet times and having the quiet times. Number three, recognize the new season. Embrace the new season. That means get up out of the pew and do something. One thing. It's not easy if you're not sure about some things. Well, I want to do something, but I'm just not sure. Embracing the new season in our life. See, Miss Beverly and I, listen, we're going to step down as children's pastors one day. 2018. That's going to happen. Okay? Just going to happen. And you know what? The church is not going to fall in. Things are not going to stop down there. Okay? Don't come up asking me when that's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen in 2018. Here's the good news. Woo, Beverly, Beverly, Beverly. God has got something for me and you. Something new. Making something new. What is it? I ain't got a clue. That's even better. I ain't got a clue. But you know what I'm doing, Espy? I'm asking Him. I'm getting in them quiet times. I'm saying, okay, Lord, it's a new season. It's time to show me. What is it you want me to do? Work in the nursery? I don't know. Cut the grass? Ooh, me and Miss Beverly, we'd be good at that because I bought her a brand new lawnmower. Matter of fact, on a side note right here, I got a business adventure proposed to her. Some of you I've told this. I bought her one of them brand new big dog zero turn lawnmowers, 26 horsepower, LED lights on the front. I told her, I said, how does the B&B and Associates, what are you talking about? Well, we got a new lawnmower. I got a weed eater, a blower, a edger, a hedger. I got a trailer to pull it up. Push more. She says, you are nuts. And then she says, well, who is the Associates? I said, Beverly, you got to sound professional. Back to where I was. I can't believe I'm saying all this. But whatever it is, God, you want me to do, you want us to do, it don't matter. It's a new season. It's a new time. You know, 2018 could be the greatest year that Dothan First Assembly has ever had. And what would make that the greatest year ever, you reckon? God knows. We all could name something probably, but it don't really matter. What matters is what He wants. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. We got a city that is lost. We need to embrace the new season, which means we got to trust God, which means we have to trust leadership. Trust leadership. Pastor Mark, I've listened to his message twice on that Sunday morning. We were on vacation that week, and I listened to it that Monday night online, and I listened to it again since then. I've listened to Pastor Priscilla's once because I want to be in on it. I want to be part of it. I don't want to be on the outside looking in. And I certainly don't want to be a naysayer or sister, brother and sister pooper knocker. You can thank Dwayne Jones for that word, right? He used to say that. I don't want to be, well, why do we need that online video? And if, you know, they can just come to church if they love Jesus. No. I want to be all in. I want to be all in. You say we need it, we need it. You say we need it, we need it. And about the card, I might as well just jump on out in here. The giving card. Get in that prayer closet. Because here's what I sense in my heart with that card. God's going to do two things. He's going to meet this need, the financial need of this church, and he's going to do miraculous things in our lives. And it ain't necessarily money. I'm going to tell you what, I'd rather have my grandkids all healthy than all the money in the world. Money don't mean nothing to me. It's the health and the happiness that Jesus brings. Whew, that'll preach. I got to go, got a minute or two. I'm gonna skip down a little bit. This is what life is. This is what we need to do. We need to hear the whispers of his love as he calls us. We need to have a childlike faith as we trust him to take a step of faith. We need to feel and sense the leading of the Spirit in our hearts as he leads us. We need to let him break our hearts for the broken. We need to let him break our hearts for the broken. Because God's not going to send them fragile people in here. He's not going to let them fragile people come in this house if we're not kind and gentle and loving and can help them. He's not going to let them come. If we get that judgmental attitude, He's going to leave them. He's going to let them send them somewhere else. He's going to leave them out there. So unless we can get the heart that we need for the new season that's coming, for God to do all he wants to do. Yeah. As we trust him, he'll prepare the way and he will use us to make a difference. Take him at his word. Take your foot off the certainty of where you're at now. Trust him that our foot will land on the secure place that he is leading us to. It's a new season. It's a new time. As I thought a while ago as we were singing about how Pastor Mark and Michelle and their family has moved from a good spot. Good spot. And how Pastor Andy and Adam moved all the way across the United States of America to L.A. From one L.A. to another L.A. All right. Left secure. Now, why in the world did they do that? They stepped out on faith. What does the word say? A lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. It's time, church members, church family, for us to step out on faith. See what God does. Find your place. There's not one ministry in this church, not one, that we are got a waiting list for people that want to get involved. Not one. We're in desperate need of people to work. In every, some greater than others. Well, I don't want to sign up every week. We'll sign up once a month. Well, I don't know if I can handle them kids. Well, find some adults to handle. There's something to do. There's something to do for the kingdom of God. We got to reach people. This old world, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But we have the answer. We have the hope the people are looking for. We have it. And the work that needs to be done is out there. He's doing the work in us here so we can go out there and we can make a difference in the lives of people. Everybody stand. I want you to come down to the front, if you will, quickly, and we'll. Tonight, here's what I want us to do. You may have work or a role or a responsibility or part of a ministry in this church that you've been a part of for many years, or you've been a part of 6 months. You may do three or four things, or you may not be part of anything. You may sit on a pew. I don't know. But I want you to do one thing. I want you to ask Jesus, Lord, it's a new season. It's a new season. Maybe I've been thinking the wrong way, God. And I want you to show me, because I'm open. I'm receptive. It may be something I did 3 years ago. I don't know. And I quit doing it. God, I ain't felt right about it since. But you, with childlike faith, just ask him, what is it you need him to do? Where is it that you need, he needs you to be for the glory and the kingdom of God, to make a difference in the lives of people? You may be up front, you may be in the back. I don't know. This I do know. He's got a spot for every one of us. There's a role in this church that every one of us needs to be doing to make a difference. So let's begin to pray. You pray out loud, guys. Father, we bless you. We adore you. We worship you. You see our hearts. You see our things, God. Great and mighty things. Help us to be open. Help us not to resist. Help us to take that step of faith. Mighty God, for the kingdom. Help us, oh Lord, to use those giftings and talents that you've placed within us. Help us to develop or break our hearts, oh God, for the lost. Break our hearts for those that are struggling and those that have been kicked to the curb, God. Help us and forgive us, God, for the judgmental attitudes that we've had. mighty is the name of the Lord. Do in us what you want to do. Let us have a new way of thinking, God. Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God. Jesus. One last thing I want to share with you guys. Jesus, Jesus. Here's what the Lord showed me about me. Feel like I need to share it with you. Here's the new thing for 2018. Two things the Lord told me to do. Love deeper and forgive quicker. Love deeper and forgive quicker. Because see, here's what's going to happen. The enemy's going to saddle up in 2018. He says, y'all want to get real? I'll get real with you. And he's going to put them snares and them traps. And he's going to try to conquer and divide. He's going to try to split. He's going to try to defeat. But we serve a God. And we lock arm in arm. And we stay united. And we forgive one another quicker. And we love one another deeper. So the enemy can't have any foothold in anything that we can reach the city. Yeah. So if it's for me, it's for you. Because you're my family. I'm closer to you than most of my blood family. And I love you guys, and I appreciate you a bunch, and I'm excited about where we're going, where we're headed, and the days ahead. See what God does in our lives individually in this new season and in our church life as we, the Lord intertwines us and knits us together. Wow. Great thing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these people. I pray a blessing upon them this week, that you use them mightily for your glory and your honor. It's not 2018, but God, I pray in the month of December that you will present opportunities to them to minister to the lost, to the broken, to the person that's just discouraged beyond measure. I pray that you give them the power and the word to speak. I pray your life and your light will shine upon them, and they will walk in an authority and a presence like they've never walked before. And the love of God will just be shown before them. Take care of them. Keep them safe. Watch over. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.